Real Tours is the breakthrough new series from Rue.ca that brings you Canadian real estate like you've never seen it before. Join us as we embark on an adventure through the Lower Mainland's most sought-after neighborhoods, guided by British Columbia's best realtors. Watch the episode. Nestled between the mountains and the Fraser River, Coquitlam is a city with a plan, a master plan, actually. The growing Vancouver suburb is carefully managing its future, with old neighborhoods being densified and new communities appearing in what was once swaths of forest. Coquitlam is the big sister of the Tri-Cities, a region of the Lower Mainland that also includes Port Moody and Port Coquitlam. Not only does it have the largest population of the three, it's also the most urban, with high-rise towers dotting the skyline. Served by both the SkyTrain and West Coast Express train service, Coquitlam is also well connected to other major hubs like Burnaby and Vancouver itself. However, as the population grows, it's going to take careful planning to keep that special mix of city and nature that Coquitlam currently does so well. In this episode of Real Tours, Stephen Tadge gets to know the real Coquitlam with the help of Krista Lapp, one of the area's top realtors and quite possibly Coquitlam's biggest fan. Welcome to Coquitlam. Coquitlam's geographic shape is said to look like a tilted hourglass, with two larger chunks of land connected by a narrow section in the middle. To the west is Burnaby, Port Moody and New Westminster. To the east, Port Coquitlam and the Pitt River, with the Fraser River making up the southern border. The northern edge of the city disappears into wilderness, and it's not uncommon for wildlife like bears and deer to rub shoulders with the locals. Editor's note. Please don't actually rub shoulders with bears. It's that proximity to nature that attracts so many of Coquitlam's residents. Hiking and biking trails snake through the local forests, and regional parks offer great family picnic spots. For the fans of more organized outdoor fun, there are a number of popular golf courses on offer. A culture of single-family neighborhoods is slowly being challenged as Coquitlam looks for ways to densify and cope with a rising population. New condo towers are under construction, mainly along the SkyTrain corridor, and previously low-density communities are building low-rises and townhomes. Find out more about what it's like to live in Coquitlam. SoCo. To kick off our tour, Lapp takes us to the newly named SoCo neighborhood, a new urban community hub within walking distance to the Lougheed Town Centre shopping area and SkyTrain station. Previously part of Coquitlam West, SoCo's rebrand is attracting first-time buyers and people who want that urban vibe without downtown Vancouver prices. "The energy in SoCo is definitely very urban," says Lapp. And the reason? It has high-rises, close access to transit and quick access to Vancouver. But the developers are also wanting to create an encompassing environment within where you live. That encompassing environment means immediate access to retail and office space, as well as local shops and restaurants. Eventually, seven towers will make up the main SoCo community, creating space for thousands of homeseekers. Coquitlam Town Centre. Not to be outdone, Coquitlam Town Centre has also caught the rezoning bug. A total of 18 towers are planned for two sites in the area, which will house up to 15,000 residents. Given the proximity to shopping, transit and parks, this push for multifamily housing will create new opportunities for homeseekers and a more urban culture for residents. It's really about adapting to the needs of buyers and people who want to come and live in Coquitlam by giving them more housing options, Lapp explains. However, this part of Coquitlam is not all high-rises and condos. There are still many nearby neighborhoods, such as New Horizons and Scott Creek, that cater to families looking for detached homes with quick access to the mountains. "This is a wonderful example of living in an established neighborhood," says Lapp. "You have lots of older homes within the area and you are surrounded by nature, parks, greenery, trails. It's absolutely incredible." Burke Mountain. Our final stop takes us to the stunning community of Burke Mountain, which Lapp calls home. This master plan development is one of the fastest growing neighborhoods in Coquitlam, with easy access to outdoor activities in nearby Pinecone Burke Provincial Park and Minicata Regional Park. "It offers so much," Lapp tells us. There are incredible views, scenery, you have beautiful mountains and trails. Plus you have a cohesive neighborhood. There's a huge vision for Burke Mountain. That vision includes more infrastructure and housing, particularly in the upcoming Burke Mountain Village, a Whistler-inspired community of retail options, condos, townhomes and multifamily developments. Our guide, born in Vancouver and raised in the Tri-Cities, Lapp now calls Burke Mountain home. Before moving into the world of real estate 7 years ago, she ran a successful web development, social media management company. That knowledge of the marketing world has given her a unique perspective when selling homes, and has propelled her to the top of her industry. I had always had in my mind and on the radar that one day I will do real estate, she explains in Real Tours. An opportunity came up to work with a local realtor, Coquitlam-based, and I embraced it. And I never looked back. These days, Lapp's expert team includes her husband Josh, who she describes as responsible for strategy, planning and thinking about how to create an amazing, elevated experience for clients.